In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story.
I'm not going to like this answer, but it's the truth. It's a place to organize.
And that's it.
Can't list literally everything we ever do.
Anything else? Like, what were you all doing at the castle?
Well, for one, as much as you probably might be, we do actually maintain this.
Again, what were anything else?
Oh, let me... I just want to double check something. Does Haley...
Haley doesn't have the lie detector ability.
That's what I was about to check. Okay,
That's just Bobby.
He just says, honestly, just kind of making... Just, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we just check if I'm not responsible for anything else.
All right. Okay, good question. Is there, like, a way to do, like, say, like, a good cop, bad cop thing? Like, if I, like, rolled charm and Orpid rolled intimidate, would there be a way to, like, combine those effects?
Tragically, that would honestly require me to have trip to the gun show.
So, I'm not 100% certain that this is... I guess this would be in the spirit of the thing, but you could do a group action?
Yes, this would absolutely be where you could do a group action.
And I would allow it if you're trying to do a complicated maneuver where each person needs to do a specific action roll, you don't all have to... I think it should be a thing that each person can roll, like, an effect, like DM, you'd roll charm and Torpo would roll intimidate.
All right, yeah, sure.
Okay, so let me get the rules for that just to double check. Oh, that's the wrong one. Okay, so I take it, Haley, you'd be the one leading it?
Yeah, I'll take the stress hit.
Okay, so... DM, you'd roll charm. Torpo, you'd roll intimidate. And basically, if you roll a 1 or 3... Actually, I guess technically that the person who leads it, if they also roll a 1 or 3, they all stick stress, right?
No, I thought it was only just the...
In that case, yeah, you would both roll that.
All right.
Does that have risky limited and all that, or is it just you raw roll it?
It's got the risky limited now. All the other, basically, a group actions are there for like people can all work together and like bring in their skills together for other things that might not necessarily be as directly applicable.
Okay, I'm still going to say this is going to be risky. Let's call it risky standard.
Okay.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
All
right. Okay, DM, you roll 3-4, so mixed success. Torpo, you roll one and three, so that's DM takes, or Haley takes one stress and a mixed success.
All right.
So when you're doing the bad cop, good cop, are you kind of just, like, are you leaning into him or something? Or are you kind of keeping your...
I'm standing behind him.
Okay, what about Queen?
I'm nearby in case I need to break anything.
Okay, just trying to think of how to do a mixed success for this. Out of curiosity, did you just raw take him, like, as was, or did you, like, do anything else to him when you brought him in?
No, we just tied him up.
Okay. In that case, you see him kind of... I'm just trying to think out of phrases, or, like... How about this? He gets to be a little bit more relaxed. I was like, so when you're trying to good cop back of him, were you trying to get a specific thing out of him?
Yes. What else are you guys doing here?
He just kind of goes and is like, well, you know, we just kind of gather evidence or gather, just, you know, just keep an eye on things around town. Maybe make sure not too much deviance is happening.
All right, then. I have no more questions. Queen?
What are y'all doing with that church? Excuse me, chapel.
It's kind of looks and is like, well?
Well?
So, I'm just trying to think out of phrases. Well, it's a place that we do weddings and perform mock services.
Yeah, that's horseshit, and both you and I know that, buddy.
We know about the confessionals.
Does that matter to you?
Not particularly.
Yes, given, matters to me. given who tends to associate with these kinds of places. But knowing y'all are Cygnus comes as no surprise. So here's a more personal question. Did they recruit you as a kid? Is that why you're worried about room and board?
No, I've been here probably... I came here from the States.
Yeah, all right, that checks. How in deep in the organization are you anyway?
Not that much.
Ah, you're one of their little foot soldiers who they don't trust with shit.
Yep.
Actually, that does bring another question to mind. Who's in charge of this cell?
What was that?
Who's in charge of this cell?
Well, unfortunately with you, we just kind of use internal code names to talk to each other to prevent this exact scenario from happening. So I can give you a name, but it's not going to be anything.
What's the name?
That's a good question. Blackthorn.
Okay.
Perfect.
Ironic.
What an edgy name.
I see you didn't go with Whitethorn.
Look, I'm looking at a script of a bunch of shit downloading in the background.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Look, he was better than Gabriel Knight or Goblin.
He could have. I mean, Knight would have worked fine, but yeah.
The Blackthorn is exactly the kind of thing that it would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all really got some horrible naming, don't you?
Well, do you have any more questions, Queen?
Yeah, I'm gonna run a word by you. I'm gonna ask you if it means anything to you. Maybe with the word Elysium?
We don't know about that.
Oh, we don't? Okay, I thought we did.
No, because you're
the team doesn't know.
Oh, right.
Oh!
We don't know shit.
They might have mentioned that as a side thing.
No. Oh, yeah, okay, no, they did mention it. Okay. They were talking.
Yeah, because that's what they're looking for.
That's what we learned yesterday, so.
Yeah, they mentioned it when they were talking in the diner. Or tavern, whatever.
Yeah. Either way, question stands.
He's like, nope.
Really? Because I heard you all talking about that. So are you sure you don't want to revise that answer?
I heard him talk about it, but I don't exactly know what it is.
Okay, I'm going to roll Intimidate again.
All right. I'm going to again say Risky Standard.
Yeah, that's fine. My mouse fucked up. I love it when it does that.
Best
intimidate.
Actually, standard. Question before you do that.
Yep.
Could I do like assist, like kind of the same thing with good cop bad cop before, but like just as an assist instead of lead a group action.
Too stressed to give one die. I think.
No, it's one stress.
Ah.
I mean, you can do one stress.
But yeah, sure. I'll do an assist to give Torpa an extra die.
Okay.
Hell yeah! Let's fucking go. Three dice. Oof.
3, 2, 4.
Look, it's still a success.
Okay. So, as you intimidate, you do manage to get the... You do manage to intimidate again. I take your ears in the same hand?
Yes.
Okay. So you break another finger, but in the... As you do this, he manages to wiggle in such a way that the chair falls on its side.
Okay.
And?
Letting one hand free, for which he immediately reaches into his vest to pull out a gun.
Okay, what would I do?
I'm just going to say, Haley just pulls out her knife and stabs his hand.
I'm just going to step on it.
I was going to say, yeah, this would be Torbjorn run. Either could roll for the resist.
Or you can roll for the resist.
Resistance might kill me. You know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. I'll roll for the resist.
Okay.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling ballsy.
Okay, let's see. What are you stressed at?
Three left.
Okay. Roll your... What is that? Charisma?
Oh, I'm fucked.
Interesting.
Why am I rolling such garbage?
So, correct me if my math is wrong, but I believe 6 minus 2 is 4.
Correct.
And you have 3 stress.
Yep.
Here's how I'm going to do this. Do this in a little bit non-traditional in a way that makes sense. In the fracas that occurs from this, you manage to break the finger. And as that goes off, he falls over the side. He manages to get, like, hand free. As he is kind of jostling around, manages to get a lucky strike. That hits you in a nerve just at the right spot that sends you a little bit over backwards and you bop your head and you pass out.
Okay. See, I thought it was going to be like I avoid the shot and instead lose my footing and hit my head. But yeah, okay, cool.
Or that works. Needless to say, you basically, you take a bump that's not like a harm bump, but it's like a...
It's enough to knock me out and jostle me, but cool. Cool.
Okay, so DM, you're now on your lonesome.
His hand feel free, right?
Yeah.
Well, his hand's still getting stabbed.
Okay.
We're back to where we were before.
Okay, so that is going to be, I take it, a strike?
No, this is sabotage.
Okay.
Sabotaging his ability to grab things by shoving a knife through it.
Okay. So, in that case, doing it like that, that would make sense. He is pretty, like, he still has only one hand free. It is holding a gun. That effect is, considering you are fairly close, the effect, or the position is going to be, the position is going to be, I think at this point, might actually be desperate.
And also, like, the moment that, like, Queen takes a header, Haley shouts out for Claudia, and then goes to stab.
Yeah, what happened? Oh no, oh no!
Okay, so that's going to be, I will give you this, it's going to be desperate, but it's going to be a great effect.
Alright.
Since he's kind of just there. It's just once the gun is at point-blank range, that kind of gets things going. Especially since you're trying to hit a specific point.
How did the boosts work again? The actual boosts?
Okay,
under mental discipline.
Under mental discipline, you take...
Yeah.
Let me just double-check your sheet up so I can double-check. Under mental discipline, you would take, bolt one of those three of investigate, sabotage, or intuit, and you get a boost to that one.
Boost being like one bonus die, right?
Yes.
And it's just, I pick one of those in general or in a situation.
Get sabotage, and for you that action roll, you'll get a benefit. Or you get plus one die. All
right. Well, I already picked investigate then, so just. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Well, you got a 5. So you do manage to.
Oh man, is it me or is everything getting real robot-y?
Yeah, I'm hearing getting robot-y.
It's Lola getting robot-y, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
That mode of download.
Okay, how is it sounding now?
Better.
Better.
Yeah, you're much better now.
Okay, that probably actually might have just been the download.
Like I said.
Okay, so in that case, you managed to stab the knife. Or you stab the hand that has the gun. I will give you, with the hand stabbed, the gun drops to the floor. It does not go off. But the person is trying their damnedest to resist.
Haley looks up at Claudia and says, "Can you finish him off, please?"
Fine, I guess.
Okay. How do you want to do that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Claudia's not really a murderer type.
Just work for different bosses then.
I mean, she's an entry specialist. I guess just fire a magic bolt and see where that goes.
Okay, so what action do you want to do for them? Or though, I guess that's channel. Or wait, that's stupid. It's been a while since we've had an attack magic that I gotta remember which one's which.
It's either aim or channel.
I don't know, I'm fine with either.
They're both one die, and I gotta see how much do I have for a boost. Oh, I can do that, so yeah.
Okay, so which one are you doing?
Aim. What's position?
So I take it as the struggle is going on, your effect's gonna be, or actually, what is your effect? Oh, hold on. Actually, which character are we dealing with? Claudia?
Claudia.
Okay, so maneuver sportsman. Let's call it risky, so then you also get in my element.
All right.
So you don't, won't cause stress if it succeeds.
All right, so just 2 stress for the push, and then what's the effect?
The effect's going to be, so imagine his head's right there, so I'd imagine your effect's going to be great.
All right, 5 and a 1.
5 and a 1, so that is technically a mixed success, so you don't cause the stress. I would say, so here's what I'm thinking. You do, in fact, get the shot off. You do manage to magic bolt him to the head. However, since it's kind of was in a little bit of a kerfuffle, that you manage to, as a splash of the magic, you do manage to hit Haley for 1 harm.
Okay, gonna roll to resist that. All right, two die, resisting physical.
Okay, so you take three stress. So
back to days yet again.
Okay, so you managed to hit him and it doesn't get the side thing. So yeah, what? He's dead now.
Well, it's turning into a little bit of a mess.
You're telling me. Do we need to carry Quaid out, or?
Yes, but first, now we need to call it in, because shit's really gone sideways.
All right, I'll let you do the talking then.
All right, Haley will open up the app. So the consortium has like a chat app, swoosh, they use for basically all the agents on the mission, plus whoever in management requested it, plus quote-unquote tech support.
All right.
Can't believe the consortium just uses Slack.
Slack, but they own it.
It's actually ICQ.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the official consortium IRC channel.
Yeah. Haley message is, he's not identified as this in chat, but Bobby.
All right.
And she just says, confirms Cygnus presence at the Oakvale address. Operation's gone partially loud. We've taken casual. Please advise. Which Bobby responds after like a minute. Just to like stand by. And then on Bobby's end, Bobby's going to call Ashley.
Okay.
Friend, I have an update for you.
Uh-huh.
My recon team's confirmed at least one of the locations is infested with Cygnus. The one out in Oakvale.
Uh-huh.
My question for you is, do you want to get in on the operation? Because they are currently knee-deep in it.
How knee-deep are we talking?
Apparently there have been some injuries. So now, if you want to get involved, I can tell them to go hide for a while until you can wrangle up a party to get on over there.
Yeah, I think I know. I can see if the twins are available. Shit, I'm not doing anything, and that's gonna be... Alright, tell them to hold out. Did they say how bad the casualties are?
They did not. I'll find out, but just, hold on a second. Bobby, text Haley for, the information, to which she just says one casualty.
Okay.
Bobby passes that back on to Ashley.
I take it that Bobby mentions where it is, so it's like, all right, get them, tell them, ask them if they're actual, or are they currently in danger? Can they hold out for a sec, or hold out for about 10 minutes?
Oh, they can hold out, I can guarantee it.
All right, I'm going to send a medic with them. Me and my group will be there in about 15 minutes.
All right, I'll pass that along. Bobby passes that along. Oh yeah, also we're the location of the team as in the...
Yeah, I'd imagine that you'd send the where they are.
Oh, yeah. He also mentions that Cygnus is potentially holding hostages at this location, and to be keep an eye out for that. Haley says, sure. Fine. And over and out. All right, well, that's taken care of. We've got backup coming. We just need to wait here.
Can do. So, rock, paper, scissors, who has to try and wake Haley up? Wake up Queen this time?
They said they've got a medic coming. Just drag her over to the corner. I'll go check with that kid. Haley's going to go find the bartender kid.
Okay.
That feels like a good scene in there, though.
Yeah.
Could be just one thing to cap it off. So you flag down the bartender, who just kind of gets there, around just kind of goes, imagine after your Sephrakis just kind of goes, you guys good?
Yes, everything's fine. I need you to do something else for me, though.
What's that?
I've got some friends. When they arrive, can you send them back here to the conference room?
All right, I can do that.
Thank you.
So, they do that. Let's just do this real quick. So, you managed to hold up for a little bit. After a little while, you are kind of holding on in the conference room, and then you hear like three people coming in, and then you see Ash and two others behind them come in. One, you can see that Ash is basically, has a baseball bat, and is wearing effectively like a basically an army jacket.
Haley will look them up and down and say, you look like you're a Libra.
It's like, yeah. I was gonna say, Ash kind of looks around and sees Queen. Is like, your casualty?
Yes. She's not physically injured, but took a bad nerve punch from that fellow there. Point at the dead Cygnus guy.
Ash just kind of looks like, okay, so it's gonna be one of those. Okay. Kind of snaps or just kind of like looks and is like, okay, just deal with him. And the medic comes in and basically, let's see what, essentially does a thing where, does like a thing of smelling salts, and basically applies some ointment to like, right underneath the nose, which, brings Queen back up at half stress. So Queen's up again, but at still at the let's see what
5 out of 10.
Okay, so yeah, she's back up to 5.
Queen just jerks up and lets out a loud gasp.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
My head hurts like a son of a bitch.
It's figures. The fucker punched you in the throat.
I thought he shot at me.
He tried to. I took care of that. She points over at his body.
You could have at least left him alive to get more information about Elite.
Well, I don't know. Well, he could have, but under circumstances, called an audible. Anyway, we've got backup now, as you can see. Which, I didn't get your name. Looks at Ashley.
Just call me Ash.
All right. You can call me Nightshade. That's Queen, and that's Claudia.
Queen does a weak little wave.
All right, what have you folks done here? Just so we know what we're dealing with.
Made a mess.
We've taken out a fifth of their number, if that one's to be believed. Points at the dead body again.
How much did he say?
He said there were 20 of them. Said this is a recruitment center, apparently.
Of course. What else do you know about this place?
There's a chapel. Confessional, that's it. Confessional in the cathedral. Like an actual one, not tourist trap.
So it's the church involved.
Probably. I mean, he did say that they were being given room and board, so don't be surprised if you see any living here.
Management mentioned something about hostages. We didn't see any signs of that, though I would guess if there are any, they would probably be at the castle.
Well, what places all of you been?
Here, the church, and the castle.
Did you fully check out all of them?
No, no. We hopped out of the castle after a little fight.
What about
also,
the church?
They'll
yes,
know
we
more
examined
about
that.
Also, fair warning, the manager here is apparently a sympathizer.
Well, considering that there's actual ass members here, then that's the kind of probably a given. So you've taken them out. How much of a ruckus did you make? Because I don't see anyone running around.
There's potentially only a few of them that know we're still here. We did, however, quickly dispatch of most of the ones that did.
Also, one of the staff members here is covering for us.
The one that lets you back here.
Yes. All right. So here's the thing. Since we haven't fully covered this, we need to cover this, and we need to make sure that this entire place is scrubbed head to toe as fast as possible, because we don't know when eyes are going to see this and maybe make a stink, because I can already tell you at this point, once D-Pass gets a hold of this, we are no longer allowed in here, and we need to make sure we can get everything here before we have this place gets covered in tape.
Agreed.
So I guess all that we need to do is we should probably I'll tell you this. I got my two crew here with me, but I also brought in, there's also two others. Got them up on top of the, got them actually up top on the castle, little parapet thing. Funny thing about that is that while it's, also more stable that actually that they could climb up it, but, it's actually pretty good cover, so that if, say things go extremely loud, that we have some, let's just call it cover.
Excellent.
Cool. Y'all can handle the cleaning. I'm gonna need a minute. Queen gets up to her knees a bit shakily. It gets up to her, gets up on her feet a bit shakily.
All right. Well, I think what I want you to do is, what I want you to do is, why don't, I want you to, now that we know that this thing is place, I want you to get everyone, we need to clean, but, it seems like the castle is a little bit larger of an area. I think we need to clear out that chapel or church, whatever the hell it is. So I want you to go back in and I want you to clean that up. Or at least kind of get everything open so that when we can kind of come through and see. And maybe poke around and see if maybe you miss something.
We can do that, certainly.
Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at bekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lola the Puzzle's Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lola, you can follow them at Coast or Blue Sky at Lola the Puzzle. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.